Let's call the man candy in the hallway.
Yes!
All right. Ho, 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 festive bitches. It is Gamus again.
Woo!
Tap of Gamus.
Ho, ho.
Hello.
Right. Oh my god, how come I haven't been doing that the whole time?
Fuck, bitch.
Jesus, right. Kate, we need to delete all the old podcasts just so I can put that in.
Right? All right. So, welcome to another episode of 12 Days of Gamus. We are, speeding down toward that day of Christmas. And
sorry, that's just not stuck in my head.
We're not caroling.
God.
We are not caroling.
Okay.
All right. So today, though, we do want to talk about how the fuck do you survive Christmas?
Alcohol.
Paralyzers, mostly.
With me today, as you've heard, are my brother husbands. So Ray and my actual husband, Terry.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hola.
All right, let's get right down to it. So
he was gonna say, let's get physical.
Let's get physical.
Okay, I don't have my leg warmers on.
I got an extra pair.
I know you do.
All right, so first thing we kind of think about when Christmas rolls around is what the fuck do we buy the people around us, and who the fuck are we buying for, right? So let's give some general rules about gifting.
Well, I think everyone actually has their own rules in regards to gifting. And I think this is where I get conflicted a lot of the times. And I know that you, Eric and I have had discussions with which going around gifting. Only because my belief is that if I want to give you a gift, I am doing it because I want to. Yeah. And if you're getting a gift from me, it's because I want to be gifting you. And it should be a personal thing, something that I have taken time and thought out. So I usually plan and get everyone gifts that I actually want to do with them. Which is why I have so much angst-ridden fury for things like Secret Santa and Mexican gift exchange and like all that kind of thing, because that is just gifting for gifting's sake. That is dropping the guilt. So again, you're giving out trophies for everyone who participated. That's kind of that thing. Everyone's there, everyone gets a gift, and it's so unpersonable and that's why I hate it. So I never do the Secret Santa things. I never do those kind of gift exchange things for that very reason.
But that's usually through work or something. Yeah. You're forced
to do. But no, because someone's family at this table does the Secret Santa. And so he said,
it's not even a Secret Santa, though. It's we draw names from our hats, and so we know who each of us have.
Yeah.
And let's be fucking clear here. You don't actually buy those gifts. I buy those gifts.
I know. But even for me to put my... You weren't supposed to tell everyone. Now they're going to know. I mean, I totally spent a lot of time buying the gift to whoever you are that ended up getting the whatever we bought you.
Bitch.
But
okay. So remember how we talked a few podcasts ago about man and woman roles?
Yeah.
There are times when I will straight up say I am the wife and I just buy for the family.
Yes, I know. But I get it from my mother too, and I am the wife and I buy for who I want to buy for.
Yeah.
I think that's just me, right? Yeah. So yes, on the thing, because you were like, okay, so all this year we're doing a Mexican gift exchange, so we all have to bring a gift that is a total value of blank.
Oh, that was a couple years
right?
ago.
Right?
Yeah, so we should have just exchanged pieces of a wall.
Yeah, because exactly, it's $20, and everyone was like, oh, this is a good thing, but you.
I know. I hated doing that.
Not getting what you want anyway. So what was the point?
Yeah.
Right. So I would much rather be like, okay, I like you, so yes, I'm going to give you a gift. And yes, I know, because then it becomes this kind of popularity contest, and everyone is all sad because, sorry, I got more gifts because I'm more famous than you, and...
That's just because they're impressed that you showed up for one day.
Oh, God, yes, I know. I am the Christmas gift to you all, so give me fucking presents. But yeah, so that's always the way I've seen it. It's... I don't like gifting for no reason.
Yeah.
So if I've gotten you a gift, it's because I've thought about it And that's what I want to get you. Unless it's because I bought you a gift at 5 o'clock on December 24th because I totally forgot you, then you got a gift card. So... Wait,
but let's talk about gift cards because there are people out there, and it's usually from older generations that feel like gift cards are too impersonal. And I, for one, actually like the idea of a gift card because everyone's like, well, it means you didn't put thought into it. It's like, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
But you're like, there's so many options. Like, for example, I love Chapters book gift cards because I usually have about a dozen books on my reading list I want to buy anyway. And whoever is buying for me doesn't know which one I actually want, like RFN.
Yeah.
So, but are gift cards too impersonal?
I'm on the fence because, like you said, with the Secret Santa thing, because we grew up with, like, everyone's getting a gift. It's, like, a big thing and there's thought put into it. With Adam's family, we do a Secret Santa like you guys do, because there's just too many people.
Yeah.
And we don't see them very often because they don't live in the same province as us, basically. So we do $50 a person, we pull a name, we have all year to buy for them. I actually like that because then we can actually spend more on the person and get them what they want, and we actually have to give out ideas.
Yeah,
which I think is why we do it as well, because we have 15 people in our family, and like to buy for all 15 people, that's a ton of money coming out of one household.
Yeah, and for me, I'm really on the fence about it because I'm such a minimalist person the last couple of years that I don't want to give people stuff just to have stuff in their house. I'd rather give them stuff they can use. So even for me now, when I'm asking for gifts, I'm like, get me stuff that I'll use. Products that I like, products that I can use up and then get rid of.
So poppers and lube.
Exactly.
Yeah, perfect Christmas.
Basically. But gift cards, it's the same thing. Like, you should buy somebody something that they want. Don't buy them something they can just throw in their house. Then some people feel obligated. I don't feel obligated to keep it just because you gave it to me.
Yeah.
But a lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
So gift cards are a good way to say... You can either go out with them when you want to spend it, if you want to spend time with them. So you're giving them a gift of time and presents.
Yeah.
Presents and presents, I guess.
Yeah.
Or, I'm so witty now.
You are.
Or they have money they can go out and spend with however they want to spend it.
And I know I'm pulled away from Christmas, but it was a big issue ran into in our wedding because everyone's like, well, we want to get you something for your house. And I'm like, that's awesome, but Terry and I already have a lot of what we need. But there are definitely some things we wanted to upgrade, like our kitchen table. We wanted to upgrade our bed. We wanted to buy some furniture for the living room, and so we're like, give us gift cards or money toward that stuff.
Yeah,
and people did eventually come around and they're like, okay, because I didn't see it as like you're helping us build our home, you're helping us like continue to build our home, not giving us what we need for our home.
It's the same reason we didn't register at anywhere. It's because, you know what? We do not need a $200 candlestick.
Yeah.
We'd rather take that $200 and turn it towards our kitchen table and chairs.
Yes.
Which is what we did for our wedding,
too. Yeah, it just makes more sense.
Yeah.
But we just had no gifts, but people still brought gifts.
Yeah.
But it was either cash or gift cards.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and then what we did is as we bought everything for our house... We were taking pictures and we were like, this is what you helped us buy. Or we'd call them up and be like, this is what you helped us buy for our house. And I feel like everyone also appreciated that because it's something we're using regularly now, right?
It's something
that's... It's not a blender you have
to cover. It's in our daily lives
all
the time.
Because it's like that KitchenAid stand mixer that's down underneath our sink or beside our sink that we use. I don't think we've used it since we moved into that.
Because I don't do any baking because Ray does all the baking. Yeah.
But it's... A mixer, you won't get rid of that.
Oh, God, yeah.
Because it's so pretty.
She's literally 12 years, like, no, 20 years old, I think, almost now. I've had her for so long. I love my Martha. But I think gift cards will also give you a good indication of how well someone else does know you, right?
And honestly, with gift cards, sorry to go off topic.
Yeah, no.
But if you're getting me an Indigo gift card or Chapters or whatever, because you know I like books, you don't always know what books I want to read.
And you haven't published your wish list or whatever.
Anything like that. And a lot of the times, if you buy online, you get more for your money than you do in store.
Yeah.
So if you're giving me $50, I might get 3 books online versus 2 books in the store. Exactly. Just because you picked it up
from you are gifting it. Savings right now. So it's even better.
So you got to look at it that way, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but that's exactly it. So depending on what gift cards I get from people, like whenever we used to go to a certain family member's house, we won't name names, where all we ever used to get was gift cards, even though they may have raised us all of our lives. Again, not naming names.
Yeah.
It would be like, I'd get a, like, Merry Christmas, here's a $25 gift card to Subway, and Canadian Tire, and Mark's Work Warehouse, and, like...
On the same note of that person that may have raised us.
Yeah.
The one year that I said, because they asked what I wanted, and I had said... Just get me Indigo gift cards. That's all I want.
Yeah.
And I said, do not get me Visa gift cards because they are crap. They don't always work anywhere you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get charged fees to activate them. Mm-hmm. So you're wasting money. Don't do that. Give me more money. Hello.
Yeah.
What did I get that year?
Visa gift cards.
All Visa gift cards. I blatantly said. So that just shows that people, even if you tell them what you want and they ask you, they still don't listen.
Yeah. They still will go with their own intuition and get you what you they think you want to get,
even though it's wrong.
Exactly, and that's that will show you how well they know you. And I think that can also be the other side of the coin of gifting, that when you receive a gift, that you look at it and you think someone has spent the time to gift you, and you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, what do you even think I am, right? It's that might even be the worst. Like, it's good when you get a good gift, but it's terrible when you get a bad gift and you have to lie that it's a great gift.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, then you've done two things. You have given them positive influence that they've made a great decision, and you have had to lie to them. And now if it's something that you have to use every day of your life and you don't want to do it, and or you have to bring it out and display it every single time they come over.
Which is why I said I don't feel guilty about getting rid of something if somebody buys it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have to live in my house, and I don't have a lot of stuff because I just don't like stuff.
Yeah.
You bought me a birthday present 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I still have it out because I like it. Exactly. But I wouldn't feel bad if I was like, you know what? It just doesn't fit anymore. Yep. I'll give it back to you if you want it.
Yeah.
Because it's... A gift should be something you like and you want to enjoy.
Yes.
Not something you're obligated to hold on to for 40 years.
Yeah.
Sorry, no.
Yeah, exactly. It's like... Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. What about you? Did you, I totally forgot what our topic was. I just derailed this Christmas train. No, you like gift cards, right?
I do
right?
love gift cards.
Just...
And because I hate... And I get asked it every year for my family... And I hate having to draft a Christmas list.
Yeah.
Because there's so much that I see throughout the year that I'm like, oh, that'd be cute. I might want that. But then I almost feel when I have to draft a Christmas list, it's almost like I'm begging for stuff, and I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd much rather than be like, here's a $50 gift card to Indigo, and I'm like, wicked, I get to go buy my books.
Yeah.
Well, and it's nice also having like all this like extra cash.
Yeah.
That you're not, it's not coming out of your budget.
Yes.
Exactly.
You literally can go, okay, I have a couple $100 I can go drop today in the mall.
Yeah.
And you can go out and spend time with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And go out on like a shopping date.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like you're going out once a week and you're spending $20 here, $20 there. It's like an actual shopping trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think because you just reminded me of something that Christmas lists. Because, again, I think it actually goes back to the way I gift. That I don't make Christmas lists.
I know. And I think it's the one thing that drives me up the wall.
But
and I love
it's the same thing. It's the reason that, okay, for me, if I'm gifting, I am thinking of that person and I am thinking what they want.
Yeah.
I know them well enough that I will get them this.
Yeah.
So I expect the same thing in return. And by me making up a Christmas wish list, it totally defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
You should know me good enough to get me the perfect gift.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about gifting between spouses.
Yeah, yeah.
Because our two relationships are so different in that regard.
Yes.
Which is very weird because Tara and I grew up the same way.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, Adam and I, we don't buy gifts for each other
at
Christmas. I think this year is going to be the first year we're actually doing, like, gifts for each other as far as, like, a stocking.
Okay.
Because we're home for Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which we haven't really been for most years.
Yep.
But we don't actually do gifts.
Yeah.
Really?
We've never done gifts for each other.
But I've been shopping with you guys, and you'll buy stuff like while you're out and be like, well, this is part of Christmas.
Which is one of the things, like, when we've gone out a couple times this year, we dropped like $500 that one day.
Yes.
And you were like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
But it's because we don't go to the mall all the time.
Yeah.
And when we do, that's usually when we do like all of our like random shopping that we pick up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like if I go out with you and I pick up stuff for him just randomly on like the spur of the moment.
Yeah.
That's usually what
So when I'm getting all pissed off because my husband doesn't do that for me, I should be thankful that at least I get Christmas gifts. Is this what you're trying to tell me? Fuck her.
But even for Adam, I'll actually make a list throughout the year of like what I'm like, oh, that would be a good idea for him. Because it always happens at the most random times to make a list. But for you guys actually go all out.
Yes.
Yes.
We go all out in, like, the worst way.
I know.
Like, every year we try to rein each other back, but it just doesn't work. Yeah. So.
And, like, this year we have floated so many possibilities of what we're going to do for Christmas for each other. Because, like, we want to have gifts under the tree, but we don't want to have too many gifts under the tree. And we're running into money issues because we had to put the cat down. And she cost us a grand. Love you, Normal.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we're trying to decide, do we still go out? Do we have multiple gifts under the tree? Do we scale it back and only have one gift under the tree?
Mm-hmm.
And then do we just go out all out in our stocking? So, like, that's... And I think that's what I hate most about gifting,
mm-hmm.
is making sure that... Because I feel like if I don't buy you enough, mm-hmm. then... And it's probably the commercial.
You're not showing your love for him.
Exactly.
The amount of love that you spend is equal to the amount of love that you have.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not, like, we know that's not true. We know I love you immensely.
Yeah.
Even though you say I don't.
Fuck off.
Because even for you and I, like, we've never been big on gifting.
We don't really gift each other.
For each other. Like, we'll do, like, small things at Christmas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we've never been, like, go all out. But yeah. I think it's because all year we do stuff for each other.
Exactly.
Throughout the year.
We go shopping. If I see stuff for you, I buy it. You do the same thing. And I think I get that from you because you do it with Adam all the time. But yeah, if I see it and you need it, okay, I'll buy it and I give it to you. And you do the same thing for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all through the year. So, like, your birthdays and for Christmas, it's pretty much, even if I do give you a gift card.
Well, usually you're picking up something. Usually it's Bath & Body Works or Lush because you know it's stuff that we use and we enjoy.
Yeah. All right. So, on the final thing of rules for gifting, is it inappropriate to gift like alcohol to people?
No.
it's nice because somebody might be short on cash, or they might be putting money towards a trip, or their cat could have been put down.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of things in your life that happen, or kids, God forbid, having them not putting them down. Let's clarify that.
Either or.
But somebody might like more expensive alcohol, but they don't always like purchase it for themselves because that's just not something they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where for me, I always like having vodka in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Good vodka.
Yeah.
Grey Goose. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Or good Kahlua.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
And you need Kraken for whenever I come over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not big drinkers, but it's nice having it in the house. So if you give me a bottle of that, awesome. I'm restocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know, like, when I go to family's houses for dinner, because I think it's just because I'm a grown-up now, I almost feel bad if I show up empty-handed. So,
at least
like,
a bottle of wine or something?
Yeah, like, if you bring a bottle of wine, at least it shows you care about the effort that they're putting in.
Do you feel, kind of slighted, though, if they don't open it? Because I know some people do.
Yeah, and I want to take it back. I'll drink it if you're not going to drink it.
It depends on where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm going to my grandparents' house and I bring a bottle of wine, I'm not necessarily miffed if they don't open it because I know they make their own wine and they've probably already chosen something for dinner that night.
Yeah.
But I also know they appreciate that I've thought of enough to bring them a bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that also depends on where you're going because depending on what kind of wine you're bringing to what function, you might get wine shamed because you're bringing in the... you know, $10 bottle of wine because that's what was like cheapest and right at the till. And then you go into a place where they're serving like $30, $40 bottles of wine on the table and they look at you like, gee, thanks.
And a lot of the time, the price point does not make a difference.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
We've
had a lot of good bottles of wine that are like $10 or $12.
Yes. We are cheap wine sluts.
We are.
We love our barefoot.
Yes.
And like anyone who raises their nose up at us for it, I don't. Fucking care.
What is that spritzer that we do in the summer?
Oh, Drunk Hunty.
Because that would be perfect even at Christmas season.
Yes.
Yes.
Especially with the red Moscato.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we should.
Red Moscato and that cranberry ginger ale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what's the recipe for that one for the listeners?
Oh, okay. Anywho, so it's a little something I whipped up. So it's Barefoot Moscato because it's delicious. You can either buy it in white, pink, or red.
Yes.
Red's actually difficult to find, but it's really good. It's like just a little bit more fruity and sweetie. And... then we get some kind of lemon lime soda. Actually, if you go to Superstore
and you get the citrus mint.
Oh,
fucking delicious.
So you put them together. Ray likes a little slice of cucumber in there because he does love himself some cucumber water.
It's so good.
Throw it in there, mix it up, slam it back. Drunk Hunty. Delicious.
Yeah. See, and because the other thing is on the subject of wine, I take the time when I'm going to somewhere and I know what we're eating, I take the time to find an appropriate wine to pair with the meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that also needs to be brought into perspective as well. Because if you're taking the time to be like, this wine will go well with this bird that we're eating, or this like half a slab of cow we're eating, I think that's, you know, that is also important because you're taking the time to be like, I were buying this for this meal because I care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it.
I think hostess gifts are always good to have.
Yes. Yeah.
But...
And I know that the ladies on the social will... I think we're about a week away from them talking about host and hostess.
Yeah. And yes, they will always agree. The only thing is, depending on the amount of parties that you go to,
it
can kind of get expensive.
Yeah.
Yes, it's great to be hosting a party and bring the hosting gifts every single time. But if you are hosting the party and everyone brings you 50 different, like, napkins or dishcloths, do you really need it all? That's my thing, so...
Again, that's why you buy stuff people can use.
Yeah.
Candles are always my preferred giveaway.
Yeah.
Because people always like them or they can re-gift them.
Yeah.
But at least you brought something and you put thought.
Yeah.
Well, and now that Gucci is selling them for $300 a pop.
Exactly. We'll just bang those out.
Exactly. Yeah. Jeez. Okay, let's talk about families, because families are an integral part of Christmas.
Not for us.
Holler, high five up here. Woo!
I think they just did a dead mom high five. Oh, God. What the fuck did I marry into? Okay, so let's talk about family obligations.
Yeah. What about them?
Okay,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so, and I want to talk, because our podcast is primarily LGBTQ2A based, how important are our family obligations to, let's start off with a supportive family, because a lot of us have supportive families. So, like, how important is it to meet those family obligations? And on the flip side, how important is it for you to actually make time and room for your own traditions as a family?
Well, for Adam and I, we spent the first... 5 years together? Six? Traveling Christmas time.
Yeah.
And that sucks because I love Christmas and I was getting tired of not having Terry and I having our Christmas together, and I think we both kind of just fell apart from that because we felt obligated to do other things with our spouses and stuff.
Yeah.
And then a couple of years ago I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. I hate traveling Christmas Day. A, the roads suck, so I don't really want to die Christmas Day.
Yeah, especially driving through Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Saskatchewan people.
Like there was multiple times we almost like went in a ditch or like hit a snowplow, which is like terrifying, or being stranded on the side of the road. So that doesn't really work for me. So we decided a couple years ago to just start saying we're staying in town for Christmas Eve / on, and if we can get away, we'll do it after. If not, then we won't. But even the past 2 years, we've done it in November.
Yeah,
with his family. Because the roads are better, everyone can make it there because he has nieces and nephew who actually have lives outside of their parents now. So you just have to make it happen.
Yeah. I think, because I know Christmas is really important to my family, and I know... Jesus!
It wasn't even me this time.
I know I've tried really hard to make sure that we make time for, like, the Griffiths family Christmas, and then as well as the Holden family Christmas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the problem I've run into is everyone wants my husband there Christmas Eve. Because Christmas Eve is our day. It's always been our family tradition. The problem is because my husband works until 8 o'clock on Christmas Eve. By the time he gets home, he's exhausted and doesn't want to do anything. And so I feel bad forcing him to be part of Christmas activities when he just wants to go home and drink.
Yeah.
Well, and it's already like a hard time of the year for you anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I'm not even going with that, but I think you actually hit it, like, you kind of tapped into it there when you're like, that's your Christmas traditions.
Yes.
But guess what, other family, that's also our traditions, right?
Exactly.
So I think that's also what you really need to think of is when you have two different families and you've got two opposing traditions, what you need to decide what traditions you're going to follow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you're not always going to be able to blend in your entire family.
No, but I think it's also important that you make time for both
sides of the family. But, like, I'm just saying, that lone LGBTQ2+ person that's out there wondering what they're going to do for the holidays. Like, yeah, if you've got a new partner and you feel that you're being pulled away to do their family things versus your family things, you just need to decide where you're going to be happier. Yeah.
And
that's what it is.
Like, I talked to my mom right after Christmas last year.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know my family's tired of you not being part of Christmas, Terry. Yeah. So I'm like, well, he's exhausted Christmas Eve. So can we move our Christmas to Christmas Day? Because then my husband's recharged and he's actually wanting to.
Well, you don't have a week off before Christmas Eve.
Exactly.
So it's like.
Because there are some people that out there that get that week off.
Yeah.
Or the week of Christmas off.
Mm-hmm.
Even,
mm-hmm.
Right? So they have the time to relax. Whereas. Yeah. People who work in retail get a day, if they're lucky.
Yeah, Christmas is the worst season for retail.
Yeah. Okay, so what happens when we don't have such a supportive family as we have with your side of the family?
I just
gave up. We make our own traditions.
Yeah. There was actually times I've spent Christmas alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would rather spend Christmas alone then go to my family's house. So there was...
But do you always have to go to your family's house if they're not a supportive family?
No. But the problem is...
You make your own tradition.
You do make your own. But like, I think for me, because I didn't want to impose myself on anyone else at that Christmas.
Yeah.
So like, everyone else has their Christmas traditions with their families, and I respect that. I'm not going to be like, oh, do you mind if I come over for Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do
it. But were you ever invited where people were like, well, you should be alone on Christmas. So you should.
I didn't tell them that I was going to be alone.
Okay.
Yeah. I would stay quiet.
Yeah.
Like, I would do our Christmas Eve with everybody, and then everybody, like, you know, they would go off and do their own thing, and then Christmas Day, I would just stay home.
Yeah.
I would not do anything. I think I made, like, craft dinner, and I'm like, this is fine for me. So, whatever. And, like, literally, there's people that are all over that, you know, they're single, they've just moved to the city, they don't have any friends, they're spending it like this too.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And is that a bad thing? Is it a bad thing to be alone at Christmas?
No, I think everyone has to do it once or twice.
Yeah.
I don't want to say to realize, like, a different point of view or to feel what it's like, but it did help me. It's like, oh my God, it's Christmas. I have family, but I'm all alone.
Yeah.
And this was actually my choice to do it. Like, why was I so stupid?
Yeah.
Like, that did help me. Mm-hmm.
And I think it kind of made us understand what we want out of Christmas itself.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah.
Which we've all kind of done the past 3 years.
Yeah.
We've really solidified our traditions, and we've kind of made it work with every family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because it's important to us.
Yeah.
And we're kind of, now, we've finally, it took a while, but we finally found a way to be a large extended family all together.
Yes.
It took some Jenga-ing and we're good now.
Yeah, and I think we're getting better at starting to rebuild with the family that we were once close to and we fell off with because
mm-hmm.
of circumstances.
Things, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, Christmas, I think it's also important that we always allow traditions and obligations to evolve as situations change.
Yeah.
Right? Because
you're not the same person you were when the tradition started, so...
And things change. For example, your cousin just had a baby last year.
Yeah.
This is his second Christmas?
Technically, yes.
Yes.
Because he was, like, 4 weeks old
on his first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, like, he just celebrated his first birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Super cute baby. And we got him, like, the gayest book ever.
The gayest book ever,
yeah. But, like, obviously, your cousin's Christmas changed as another kid was added into the
mm-hmm.
family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it all changes it, and I think it's important that we be open to the evolution of traditions.
You gotta be flexible.
Yes.
Yeah.
To make it happen.
You don't necessarily need to change, like, your core traditions,
mm-hmm.
but you do need to be flexible to a certain extent. Right?
Yep. Yeah, people get way too set, I think, in their traditions that they can't kind of roll with it for the every Christmas season that something can come up.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's kind of when it can get frustrating for people.
Yeah.
When it's like, you know, it's like, oh God, why do we still have to go to grandma's house and do this and do this and do that? Yeah. It's like, you know, grandma, I love you and everything, but.
Okay. Well, do something else. So on that, because when we talk about wanting to change our tradition, generally that can devolve into like a civil war within the family.
Mm-hmm. But why is that, though? Like, is it because people are so set in their tradition? Like, they're steeped in this and they can't venture out and they can't change their thought process? Because I think it's healthiest if you can hold on to what is truly important about the season for you and your family, but branch out into new traditions. Like, this year we're going to your mom's Christmas Day.
Yes.
Where the last, what, 2-3 Christmases, we did it Christmas Day at my house.
Yep. Yeah.
And I could have been like, no, this is what we started, this is what I want, da-da-da-da. And you guys kind of felt weird about even asking me, and I'm like, no, of course, let's go to your mom's.
Yeah.
Why not? We're still together, I don't really care.
Yeah. 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 Okay, so, sweetheart, darling, love of my life, dearest one.
My sun and stars.
Moon of my life. Mm-hmm. Which, that's cute when you say, pin that one for Valentine's Day. You work retail, my dear.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a retail whore.
You are. Mm-hmm. You are a retail lifer.
Yes.
So, are the public nice and friendly this time of year?
Fuck no.
Really?
I know,
they're not all full of Christmas cheer?
Shocker. It's not like in the movies when the Christmas Eve's there and everyone's like, howdy neighbor, Merry Christmas, blah, 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 and everyone's strolling down the street with their parcels and packages and all the great stuff. No, people are like elbows up, getting, you know, and they got fuck out of my way and that's my last thing. And rah, 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 rah. Yeah, it's mayhem.
Okay, so how do you deal with the public and still stay sane?
Drink.
On the job?
No. Actually, I don't. Again, I just, you know what, I don't take it too personally. I just, I realize that everyone's just doing it for them, and it kind of is the Christmas frenzy, and you have to say that, you know what, they're probably not like this as a real person. It's just the time of the year.
But has that mentality gotten worse in past years?
Yes. Like, it gets worse every year. Yeah.
And the thing is, people realize that Christmas comes up every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're self-aware and realize, hey, I should start getting shit done in November, you could be done by December 1st.
Yeah.
And not be stressed and not be running around like an idiot.
Well, and like, as a consumer, like, I hate hitting the malls on the weekend. I will shop on a weekday because it's quieter. Mm-hmm. I can't stand the crowds. And yeah, people are rude.
Yeah.
Like, straight up rude.
Yeah, they are. But I love working during this time because it's busy, right? So it's not boring. It's exciting. It's always go, 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 go. Yeah. There's always something to do. The day really flies by faster, but you also just get more exhausted because you have to deal
with... You're more stimulated with people.
Yeah, you have to deal with so much more people and so much more neediness because they are...
Not prepared.
Well, it's not even that they're not prepared all the time. It's just that they kind of come in and they don't really know what they're shopping for. Like, again, their child has a Christmas list and they're looking for this, but you don't even know what it is. And whatever, whatever, whatever. And that's usually how it happens.
Those are like my favorite questions because I used to get them when my siblings were younger. Mm-hmm. And so because I'm still seen as a kid in the family, I got to call up, Eric, have you heard of this? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, the first few years it was okay. But as I grew older, I moved away from some of that stuff. I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it just, you just learn to, like, I've been in retail 20-something years now, so.
But what can we as consumers do to be better in this? Like,
how about use the teachings of Jesus and do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Don't treat us like shit.
All right, Father Terry.
Like, it's... You know what? Maybe that cashier that is there is not really interested in doing their job. Yes, maybe they don't give a care that you weren't able to find this certain sock in this certain size, in this certain color. Yeah, they probably don't care. Yeah. They just want to ring you through.
Yeah.
But just, you need to realize that not everyone is going to be that certain cashier, so don't treat us like that. Yeah. Like, just...
Well, and I think it's also important to know that if when you run into those cashiers that you know, look like they're uninterested in their job, you might be, like, the 100th customer that they've seen today, and they probably had 20 other bitchy customers ahead of you that just show zero, and we need to show respect for the people running those tills, because it is not an easy job.
And it's not their fault that the stock is out.
Yes.
They probably never even hit the floor.
Yes.
Like, just remember that.
And I think we should realize, too, like, as consumers, we hate being in the mall.
Yeah.
Right now, when it's this busy. Mm-hmm. Imagine working in that 40-plus hours a week.
Yeah. Yes.
Dealing with people complaining, and you have to just take it because that's your job.
I know, yeah. Like, when I worked retail, I lost the Christmas spirit. I fucking hated Christmas.
I actually liked working in the mall in my first job, and I did it for 2 years.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a clothing store, because that would be horrible
yeah.
this time of year. But it was engraving and cool gifts and stuff like okay. that.
Okay, yeah.
That was fun, but it was busy as fuck.
Yeah, see, and I worked in a department store for 5 years, and I hated Christmas because it was always busy, mm-hmm. and people were always rude or bitchy, and they never, like, they would come in and look and see, like, the pile of clothes you just folded,
mm-hmm.
and, like, tear it apart, and it looked like mm-hmm. fucking Hiroshima by the time they were done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are we really that animalistic? Like, it's not fair.
Yes, it's seen right out of Mean Girls.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's awful.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, like, I love my job, and I love being there, and I love the people, and I love helping everybody, but it just gets so intense.
Yes.
So, yeah, you just need to, like, take a, like, as the worker, as the shopper, yeah. as anyone that's out there, just take a breather. Yeah. Like.
Because I know, like, when
it
I. When
doesn't,
I,
it's just shopping.
When I worked in retail, I had zero desire to do any of my Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, zero desire.
I think that's why it's built into me now. I just, any gifts that I'm doing, I buy, like, very beginning of December and yeah. November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's done because I yeah. just don't want to be in the mall.
Yeah. And, like, usually I try to have my Christmas shopping done, or at least mostly done, by the beginning of December so that when I do have to hit the mall, it's for a couple of little things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so it's Christmas and we're wrapping up for that big day.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the end of the day, with all the stress and all that, the hecticness going around, we just need to enjoy ourselves.
Exactly.
So what are some ways that we are recommending people should just enjoy yourself?
When you are gifting for everybody else, don't forget to gift yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, buy yourself some stuff. Pamper yourself with stuff that you wouldn't go get. Like, if you're not usually into it, go into like a Lush or a Bath and Body Works or even a Body Shop, something like that. Something that's going to get you, like, you know, get a new face mask, get a new bath bomb, just something that's going to be able to let you relax.
Yes.
Especially anytime over the next
which is what I want to touch on.
Few months.
Self-care. Do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Focus on that for this season because everyone is so busy and
yeah.
it's hectic and the world is just stressful.
Yeah.
So I would say, like you said,
mm-hmm.
buy yourself something nice.
Mm-hmm.
Take a night off.
Yep.
Turn your phone off. I know, it's terrifying. Turn your phone off.
Did you all hear that pearl clutch?
Yeah.
You mean I need to stop watching the new Ariana Grande video?
You can keep that on.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
It's on repeat on the TV right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a bath, light some candles, turn your phone off, or just turn it on silent, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Throw on some Christmas tunes.
Yeah.
Or whatever music you want.
Yeah, like, I mean, because it's fine to listen to Christmas tunes, but if you are one of those people that has to listen to Christmas tunes 8 hours a day,
don't.
Listen to something else that makes you happy.
Exactly.
Like the Ariana Grande single.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. We don't work for her, I swear.
I will also say that when it comes to shopping, because I get it, shopping can be stressful. Like, anytime you're shopping for a gift for somebody, it can be stressful. Take advantage of online shopping. Some of my easiest Christmases, or not my easiest, but my most stress-free Christmases have been when I've either shopped through, because I worked for Sears, so I shopped through the catalog 1 year,
yeah.
and did all my gifts that way. I didn't have to hit the fucking mall once. It was
amazing. Last year I did a lot of online shopping, and I thought it was great. I just, like, was really panicked, because if it was coming from the States, or if it was coming from
yeah.
Europe, I was like, it's like December 12th, and yeah. I'm like, oh my God, when's it going to get here? And I'm even more worried now this year.
With Canada Post.
Yeah. I know,
because so
please
don't strike. Please don't strike.
Because there's one gift that I'm waiting on for my sister
mm-hmm.
that I ordered like 3 weeks ago now. Yeah. And I'm like, please get here before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Whereas I actually ordered stuff online Black Friday, and I got it like yesterday. But it's because it came not through Canada
yes.
Post. Yeah.
If it was
yeah.
through Amazon, usually it's through IntelliCorp or some
it's,
other
oh,
carrier.
It's just, yeah, it was yeah. one of the carriers.
And the other thing I'm going to say, because I don't know about you two, but I hate having to wrap a mountain of presents. Like, I love doing the shopping and buying the gifts. I hate having to fucking wrap everything.
Shut your face. I love wrapping.
I'm sure you guys could hear Terry and mine, like, in sync eye rolls.
Oh, God.
So, for those of you that are like me that fucking hate wrapping the mountain of presents because you just get tired of it, wrap as you go. That is my advice. Is wrap as you go. It ends up being less stressful.
I'll do that.
And that way you can, like, literally just throw it into the tree when you finally put your tree up on December 15th.
All right, I guess. I just, like,
I love wrapping.
I love wrapping. Yes, it's something I love doing. Like, I hate Christmas, but I love wrapping presents. I love the perfect edges. I like the ribbon work. Mm-hmm. I love picking out the right color for bows and wrap and sticker. Oh,
I will say the name tags that we put on. Mm-hmm. Up to who. I do love that you and I have this tradition where
it's not just, it's me. That's what I've always done it. Yeah.
But I've done it in the house with you. Yes. Where we choose, you sign it a different way every time.
Of course.
Right? And it's usually like a series of nicknames. Mm-hmm. And one year you didn't do, you haven't done it in the last couple years, but I think the first year we were together, you had a hashtag attached to everything that was usually a hint to the gift inside.
Exactly. I'm so smart like that.
Yeah,
we've always done that.
Yeah. We don't sign it to, like, you know, to Ray from Terry. It's always like to Bitch from Slut. It's like,
or Brittany from Christina.
Exactly. Yeah. So we always know who it is. Because really, if we're going under the tree and it's like, it says your nickname on it, you know who it is.
Yeah.
And usually you can tell from the nickname that you get who gave it to you. If not, I'll be like, that's from me, stupid.
Yeah.
But so that's something that we do. So under our tree, if there was like three or four or five people even, there was like hardly any real names on any of those gifts, and that's kind of it's kind of like our gay Santa.
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, so, I do love, because the last few years you and I have done gifts to each other from the fur kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it sounds cheesy, but I love doing that.
I know. So yes, Papa always gets stuff from
Uhura.
Yeah. Daddy would usually get stuff from the Precious Angel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just a thing.
Yeah. We always do that, even with Snoopy, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, it's something you do. Like, we gift them too, like, but they get a stocking. They don't really need anything under the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, we're sad.
For people who don't like Christmas.
Yeah, for people who hate fucking Christmas, my God, okay.
All right, it is time to wrap up because we've been rambling on. Yeah, woot, eggnog.
Actually, wrong. That just, screw the egg.
He has just enough eggnog for color.
Yeah.
And even really, Mm-hmm. Anyhow, so our takeaway is enjoy yourself. Don't stress out. If you want to hang out with your family, wicked. If you want to hang out with your chosen family, do that.
If you got nobody, come over to our place. We got food. We got alcohol. What else do you need?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure I've got a present around here somewhere.
And, you know, when you get to that point where you get so stressed out with the season, just take a breath, take care of yourself, and find something for yourself to enjoy.
Yeah, it's just a season.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is one day of the year.
Exactly.
So, that's all I got. Merry Christmas.
Cheers, sluts.
Cheers, sluts.
What's going on? What's happening? What's with all the man candy in the hallway?